Blog Talk Radio.
Give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and today we have the phenomenal, powerful woman of God, Prophetess Letha Haynes. And trust me, if y'all haven't heard her before, which y'all have, get you some pen, paper, sit back, get your Bible, because, honey, you're going to learn this morning. I'm reading the scripture this morning. It's Daniel 10 and 9. Do not be afraid, who are highly esteemed. He said, peace, be strong now, be strong. When he spoke to me, I was strengthened and said, speak, my Lord, since you have given me strength.
Hey, man, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, Pastor Donnell Douglas, and along with my lovely co-host, none other than Minister Kashima Douglas, we're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a daily basis. I love that song, Living Our Best Life. Yes, God, even in the pandemic, we are living our best life. Even in the trials and our tribulations, we are living our best life. God is able. to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is trust God and watch him see us through. Amen. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your mighty act, God. We thank you for you being God and you being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, for stepping in and doing what you do best, and that is be God and be big in our life. God, we thank you, God, for the overcoming strength and the overcoming power, God, that exceeds our expectation. God, we thank you, God, for why we slept last night in a hurricane and storms were going on around us, God. God, you protected us. You kept us, God. God, you had your hand of protection over us, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for just being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you for the strength, life, and peace, God. God, throughout all that we went through, God, thank you for encouraging our heart and strengthening us, God. God, in the midst of this storm, God, we know that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. And we thank you, Father, for purpose being made manifest, not only just in our life, Lord God, for being made for our life. God, and we thank you in advance, God, for all that you have done. And we thank you, Lord God, for the ones that are under the sign of our voices on this morning. Our prayer this morning, God, is that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, whatever the issue or circumstance they may be dealing with, Father God, we pray today, God, that you would just, God, step in and be God. God, touch their minds this morning, God, if there's any chaos in their mind, silence, God, that chaos, God. God, if there's something that is in their heart, God, God, is keeping them from feeling your presence, God. God, we pray that you remove that thing from their heart, God. If there's anything that is in their ears, God, the noise and pestilence that can speak into our ears in this time, God, we pray that you would silence that noise and pestilence. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you would step in, God, and be God in their life and be big, God, so that they will be able to see, hear, and understand, God, that your will is being done even now in their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you so very much again for you guys joining us on this morning. In the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of this hurricane that that rushed through the Houston, Galveston, Louisiana area on this morning. We thank you guys. So in Beaumont and Port Arthur, all through up in there, guys, we are consistently in constant prayer. You guys know that God is able. God is able. God is able. I kind of tossed and turned last night just looking through the news feeds and just to kind of keep an eye on some things, because we have friends and family up in Beaumont. So as I was laying there, I was flipping through it, and I was just praying and just talking to God and just asking God to keep them. And he kept my prayers. He heard my prayers. We haven't heard anybody any deaths or anything like that. Thank the Lord. So we thank God that God is able to be a keeper even in the midst of this, God. We can replace property. We can't replace people. So thank you, God, for protecting those, God, that was connected to us, and the ones that are connected to the ones that's connected to the ones, for the ones that's connected to them, God. We thank you for keeping them as well. But we're going to go ahead on and acknowledge the countries that are listening in. Of course, the United States, we have Canada with us. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia, China, and we have Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much for listening in to us on this morning. Again, in some of these countries, guys, we have to be mindful. And I say this every morning, and I'm going to continue to say it, that we have these countries that are listening in, and these countries that are listening in right now, some of them, their lives are threatened. And because of the simple fact that they confess that Jesus is Lord. So we're consistently and constantly praying for these folks, because guys, listen, there are times when they will drag them out in the middle of the street to make an example out of them. There are times when they will take their children from them and put their children into slave camps and turn their children into sex slaves and all this kind of thing, turn their wives into sex slaves. So we have to be careful in this hour that we're in, that we do not slip into a place of convenience when it comes to the sharing of the gospel, to get into a place of convenience when it comes to confessing that Jesus is Lord, because there are people that are losing their lives daily for this gospel. There are people that are being executed daily because of this gospel that we do freely. We do a broadcast every morning. We can read our Bible. We can share our faith with people in the grocery store. We can share our faith with people on the street. We can share our faith with people in our family without being feared or being turned in. These people can't do that. So we cannot take this thing so lightly that we forget that God is bigger than any issue, circumstance, or problem that may be coming against our life, because he is God, and he is God all by himself. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. So I thank God for them listening in. I thank God that God is continuing to keep them and protect them. And we want you to know, all of you countries that are listening, we want you to know that we are consistently and constantly praying for you, and we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So we're trusting God to continue to move by his power and by his strength, that you guys will receive be able to receive this gospel freely, and for them that those that are over you guys will submit to the will of God in your life. Amen. Amen. We thank you guys so much. Remember, that number to call in is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628 for you all that want to call in for prayer, or if you want to share your testimony, or you want to give us an update of your conditions, where you are as far as the storm is concerned. Let us know that everything is well, and let us know if there's anything that we can do. Amen. We thank God for that opportunity. Also, remember, guys, those of you guys that are affected, the state has not forgotten about you guys. You guys in Port Arthur and Beaumont and all that stuff, listening to some of the newscast on this morning, they are sending help to those of you all who are listening in right now. They are sending help. They are sending some people in. The same guys who rescued me when I was on the Cajun Navy, the same guys that rescued me when I was on the front porch of my house for Hurricane Harvey is out there, the Cajun Navy. If the Cajun Navy is listening out there, God, thank you so very much for been over 2 years ago that you guys literally came and rescued me off the front porch of my house. I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. I wouldn't be here today doing this this radio broadcast if you guys would have came and rescued me. So I thank you. A big shout out to you guys. We're going to be praying for you as well, that God is consistently covering and keeping you guys as you go out into this dangerous waters throughout Louisiana and Port Arthur and Beaumont and all up in there. You guys, we're going to be praying for the National Guard and all these other guys who are out there risking their lives today. Amen. So God bless you so very much. And remember, today is Women's Day, Thursday. We have Minister Hayes with us on this morning. I'm Prophetess Hayes. My God, Prophetess Hayes. Prophetess Hayes is going to be with us on this morning. We're so excited about her. She's been on the show before. She did a fantastic job. We love having her aboard. So I'm going to relinquish my stand. This is not my day. So I'm going to relinquish my stand and give it over to my wife.
Good morning. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm excited about the woman of God who is my cousin is coming on this morning. Even though she had to leave her home, we're still praising and thanking God that she's still here in the land of the living and everything is all in well with God. That's first. Remember, people, get right with God. That's your number one thing you need to focus on, because time waits for no one. Good morning, Prophetess Haynes. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear. How are you guys this morning?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing good. We evacuated. We're up here in Dallas, but all is well.
Good. Have you heard anybody from home? How's everybody else doing back home?
I've been seeing so many updates. Beaumont didn't get affected as bad. some power went out on all the updates and the videos and the live recordings. That's all that really happened. We didn't get affected as we thought. So, they said there's a few power outages in the area. But other than that, all is well. And that's just by the grace of God. Thank God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Y'all headed back home now?
Not just yet. We'll be headed home soon.
Okay. Well, the floor is yours. I know y'all have to drive a nice little distance, and we're not going to hold you any longer, but, you know, the floor is yours. You know, there's no protocol. Let the Lord use you like he do. We know you got a word coming from your belly, from the Lord, and you have your – let him have his way.
All I can say is, woo, Jesus. Well, good morning. First and foremost, giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also giving honor to you and Pastor Douglas. It is a pleasure to be on here once again. I thank our Father in heaven for that opportunity, and I just want to say good morning to everybody that's tuned in and listening. And no, I'm not going to be before you guys long, but I do have a word from heaven, and I thank God for it. In these moments of uncertainty, I was like, Lord, and I just have to be real. I was like, Lord, because he gave me a word a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, Lord, in this time, do you think that's a necessary word? And then even in the midst of everything that was going on, I thought the Lord shifted my word. So I was like, okay, God, we're going to flow with that. I heard Holy Spirit say, just pray for the people. So that I'm going to do right after I release this. But when I got up this morning to go get some coffee, I said, Lord, speak to me. What do you want me to say to the people? What type of encouragement? And Holy Spirit said, stick to the word that I gave you. Stick to that word. And I said, Lord, he said, I can't release anything through anyone else until I release it through you. So here I am in all excitement, but yet I'm nervous, but I trust Holy Spirit. The word that the Lord gave me, he said, tell the people to maintain their accountability to me. The word he gave me is accountability. Tell the people to maintain their accountability to me. Surely the churches may have been closed down. Surely we are in the middle of a pandemic. Surely all this stuff is going on. Storms have hit. Storms have started raging in our lives, and not just natural storms. I'm talking about supernatural storms. But I heard the Lord say, tell the people to maintain their accountability to me. Because though they may seem as if they're accountable to everything else, tell them they need to maintain their accountability to me. So I like to study the words that the Lord gives me. And that word accountability, he begins showing me. I studied it, and it means accountability means the fact or the condition of being accountable or responsible. To show or to prove or to be right or reasonable. And then I broke it down to the word accountable. It means required or expected to justify actions or decisions. And he gave me the scripture Job 1:6. It says, on the day the angels, the sons of God, the children of God, came to present themselves before the Lord. And then he gave me Job 2:1. On another day, the sons, the angels, the children of God came to present themselves before the Lord. So I held on to that word present. And that word in the Hebrew means to set or station oneself, to take one stand, remaining, to take a stand, or to be able to withstand, stand fast, or stand forth. And God began dealing with me about the children of God and how a true child of God must understand and always have time to make themselves accountable, to go before God. A child of God, we must always have time to show ourselves or present, to take our stand before the presence of God. We must always make sure we have time to get in the presence of the Lord, to present our accountability to God. Because in this time and in this hour, in the midst of all of this, God is testing our accountability. Even in the midst of all this that's going on, are you able to maintain your accountability to the Lord? Are you able to maintain presenting yourself to the Lord day in and day out, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through? It don't matter if we're in the midst of a pandemic. It don't matter what kind of storms we're facing. How is your accountability to our Father in heaven? Are you presenting yourself faithfully before Him? Are you getting in your secret place? Are you presenting yourself in the presence of the Lord? Are you giving your account day in and day out? Are you readying yourselves to give to Him and to receive from Him? Because to give an account to the Lord, you must also be ready to receive instruction, to receive wisdom, to receive understanding, to receive orders on how to carry about the circumstances that you're facing, to receive the instruction on how to get through the situations that are manifested or presented itself. How is your accountability to God? Or are you maintaining it to God in the midst? And God is charging us to accountability in this hour. And He begins showing me, child of God, or to maintain that connection or that relationship, or to be this child that we always talking about that we are, to be the representative that we always professing out of our mouths that we are. He says to be considered that presentation is everything. Those two scriptures in Job, as I said, He showed me when the sons of God came before Him, they came to present themselves. He said, presentation is everything to me. And one thing He revealed to me, because we're always talking about how on the day of judgment we're going to have to present ourselves. And Holy Spirit begins showing me, no, we're always supposed to be presenting ourselves, not just on the day of judgment. Accountability is supposed to be a day in and day out of reasonable service. Present yourselves a living sacrifice to God. It is your reasonable service. Our reasonable service, day in and day out, we are supposed to be presenting ourselves, maintaining our accountability to God, before God, giving an account of whatever He has called us to do in this time and in this hour, in the midst pandemic, in this season, even in the midst of this hurricane that is made manifested. How is your accountability being since this thing started? How is your accountability being since it made landfall? How has your accountability been? I don't know how many people had to evacuate. Some of us may have had to leave our homes, but how have you been in the presence of the Lord? Did you leave His presence in the midst of all of this, even in the midst of this pandemic? A lot of us are not able to get back into church. Some of us can't even get to a church. It has been counted illegal to access a church. But how has your access been to God? You may cannot give an account in a congregation or a fellowship with other pastors or church members or sisters and brothers in the body of Christ, but how has your accountability been presented to God in the midst of all of this? How has that accountability been made manifested in your relationship with God in the midst of all of this? Because God keeps an account on His children. God requires His children to be in His presence. Like I said again in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 6, chapter 2 and 1, it says, on one day they came and presented themselves. And then it said, on another day they came and presented themselves. So I can only imagine there's another day they still have to present themselves. This is a consistent thing. Accountability requires consistency. And another reason He revealed it to me, because He said, many people are operating in accessibility, but they're lacking accountability. And that was a mind-blowing revelation. And I was like, Lord, what you mean? He said, many people are operating in accessibility. They have access to my presence. They have access to my words. They have access to speak whatever I allow them to speak or whatever I want them to speak. But a lot of them are not maintaining their accountability to me. And I you know, I asked God, make it more plain. He said, with that accessibility, because I said in my word, it was already written, in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. I said I was going to pour my spirit out. But just because I pour it out on all flesh don't mean that all of them are still coming in my presence. So it's a lot of people who have, oh, Jesus, illegal access. Illegal access. Because of my word, to be able to speak it and say things, but lack the accountability or giving an account to me, lack the accountability of coming in my presence, but they're always ready to open their mouth. They're always ready to say a thing without getting in my presence to present to me or to receive the proper instructions to release the thing. Accountability. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. So some people possess the availability or the ability to speak, but yet many are lacking accountability, presenting themselves to God. We have to understand that we have to, it is ordered. It is our reasonable services. Like I said, we must give an account to God, that we must present ourselves to him. How do we present ourselves? As I said earlier, we must be able to get into the presence of the Lord day in and out, not just every now and then, not just when we have an unction to speak a word, not just when a calamity or a disaster strikes, not just in a, just because there is a pandemic. No, God said be instant, in season, and out of season. We must always be ready and available. We must always be ready to present ourselves accountable to our Father in heaven, day in and day out. Because in the accountability, as I stated, it gives us access to be able to receive instruction and wisdom on how to carry ourselves amongst other people, to be able to help other people, to receive legal access, to receive legal access, to be able to speak for God, to be able to speak a word that is going to cause our fruit, that's going to cause our fruit to be bearable, that is going to cause us to bear fruit, that is going to cause other people to see the light of God at work in us. Our accountability. How is your accountability to God? How are you? Are you faithful in seeking the Lord day in and day out? Are you faithful in maintaining access to his presence? Are you faithful in presenting yourself to God? Have you been faithful? And if this word is a conviction to you, I pray that you repent even now. Ask God to create in you a clean heart, just as David did, and renew in you a right spirit, just as David did. Get yourself back in right standing with God, because this is the hour, this is the time that God is calling us to get back into a proper place with him, so that when that time do come, we won't fall short in his presence. We won't get the bad end of his judgment. But we will be able to hear when that time comes, job well done, my good and faithful servant. How is your accountability to God? Are you able to get into his presence? Are you able to get before him when that time comes to present yourself just and responsible? Are you able to get before him and present yourself as one who can show him? When you get under his authority, when it's time for you to render that answer to him. And understand this, the God that we serve, he knows all and he sees all. He knows all and he sees all. But are you able to respond in all truth when that time comes for you to present yourself, to stand before him and say, Father, I have done this and I have done that. Or, Father, what is the instruction for the next step? What are you wanting me to do next? Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. I am here before you, Father, not only to give an account, but to receive from you so that I can go and be about your business in the earth realm. Because that is another purpose of accountability, to receive so that we can be about our business, our Father's business in the earth realm, to bring forth salvation to others, to be the light that he has called us to be able to be a help and to be a guide to others the way that he has called us to be, especially for such a time as this. This is the time. This is the time. I've said this a lot, that right now is the best time to allow your light to shine, to allow the light of God to go off in your life in the earth realm. We're looking at all this stuff that's going on in the natural, and it's causing us to lose our focus in the spirit, not understanding that right now, in the midst of all this chaos, is the perfect time the light of God flow through us, to let the light of God shine in our lives. No matter what we're going through, it may look hectic, it may not feel good, it may not look good, but the God that I serve said that he's going to cause everything to work together for our good. So this is the time to allow our lights to shine so that when we present ourselves before God, and there it goes again, job well done, my good and faithful servant. How has your accountability been to God? Not to men, because God is also breaking that up as well. It's a lot of people that ain't got their accountabilities mixed up. Even before all this happened, we had people that were so used to being accountable to people that were forgetting to be accountable to God. They were so used to making themselves available to only people that were forgetting to make themselves available to God. They have caused people to be their stronghold instead of allowing the true and living God to be their stronghold. So God has allowed some things to be manifested to get us back into that place to where we maintain our accountability to him first. That way we can be accountable to people. Some people had gotten that thing so mixed up, they feel like in order to be accountable to God, accountability to people was supposed to be first. But the God I serve said not so. You maintain your accountability to me first. You have to give an account to me first. Get into my presence first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And everything else will be added unto you, even the connections to the people. Nothing is exempt from the everything else. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Accountability. Necessary. Required. Accountability. So that is my word today. That is my message today. In the midst of all of this, I was like, Lord, are you sure? And I bless God because surely when I only gave y'all the basics, not even the in-depth, because the accountability is very meaty. But I always pray and I ask God, let me break it down to the simplicity to where everyone can understand it. Because it don't matter where we are in the world, we're all still counted as sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. And if we're counted as sisters and brothers in the body of Christ, we all are accounted to one God, our true living God, the Father in heaven. And we all, no matter where we are required to give an account to that same God that we proclaim that we serve. And in order for us to help others, we must be able to maintain presenting ourselves in the presence of the Lord. In order for us to be able to love one another, we must maintain presenting ourselves in the presence of the Lord. In order for us to be able to hold on, to be a light to one another, to be able to help others even in the dark places. I was listening to Pastor Douglas. Every time I get on and hear him say that, some people have to break the rules in order to get to the presence of the Lord. Some people don't even, they're dying to get to the presence of the Lord. They're dying just because they have gotten in the presence of the Lord. They're losing their lives. They're risking themselves for this cost, for this account. So no matter where we are in the world, we must maintain presenting ourselves, giving an account to our Father day in and day out, not just every blue moon, not just because there's a disaster, not just because, oh, I have a word, let me go talk to God. No, every day, day in and day out, we must be able to present ourselves before the Lord. We must be able to show ourselves available to the Lord. We must be able to get into a place How do we get to accountability? I said it earlier, in prayer, get in your secret place, get in where it's just you and God, and be ready to commune with him, be ready to hear from him, be ready to give to him, get a tablet, a pen, a paper if you have to, and be ready to write down all that you hear from the Lord day in and day out, day in and day out. Because we, like I said, we talk about it a whole lot about the great judgment day and having to stand before God in judgment and how no one else can speak for us. But we have to be able to get into the presence of the Lord so that we can be prepared for that day. Every day we get into the presence of the Lord is a preparation for that day, that judgment day, when it's all, that day when it's all said and done. That way we don't have to live in fear and wondering, God, have I did all that I could, Father God, to just be able to have access to your eternal glory? Or we don't have to be in anxiety trying to figure out if we really maintained our posture while we were here to have access to that eternal glory. Do it now. Stay in that place now, no matter what the cost is. No matter what we're going through, no matter why we're going through, stay in the presence of the Lord. Stay in seeking the Lord. Stay at his face. Stay in his feet. Stay in his bosom. Whatever you have to do, but do it day in and day out. It will help you maintain a posture of confidence in God that no matter what happens, surely he is with you. That's another great thing for accountability. Accountability help you maintain your confidence in knowing that no matter what happens, surely God is with you. A lot of us was able to get through this hurricane, this storm, because of our confidence in God, because a lot of us have actively been in the presence of the Lord, knowing that no matter where we go, no matter what we have to get, no matter if we stayed, no matter if we weren't able to get out. We may have not been able to get out of the storm, but as long as we were able to stay in the presence of the Lord in the midst of the storm, surely he is always with us. So, again, I thank y'all for the opportunity. I thank y'all, and I just want to pray right quick for us to maintain our accountability before I go, but that's all I have today. Maintain your accountability to God. Always, always present yourself in the presence of the Lord. And always make sure you're able to give an account and be ready to receive instruction day in and day out. So, Father God, I bless you. I magnify you. I praise you, Lord. I give you honor and glory on today, God. I thank you, Father, because you're worthy, O God. There is none like you, O God. There is none before you. There is none after you, O God. No matter what we're going through, Father God, no matter what we're getting ready to go through, O God, we know that staying connected to you, Father God, we can get through, Father God. Father God, I thank you for the word that went forth on this morning, O God, about being accountable, O God. Father God, we know that it is in your presence. It is by maintaining our connections to you, oh God. It is about maintaining, Father God, our access to you, oh God, that we can, Father God, operate fully in the Holy Spirit. We can operate legally in Holy Spirit. We can operate, Father God, in confidence in Holy Spirit, oh God, because you have given us an order, oh God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, oh God. You have given us an order, oh God, to present ourselves before you day in and day out, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, for this word, oh God, of accountability, oh God, not only just for us to have it for ourselves, so that we can be a light to others, oh God, so that we can walk in what you've called us to be, Father God, with this borrowed time that you have given us in the earth realm, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for everything, oh God, that you have done. And, Father God, I lift up all of those, Father God, who are suffering, oh God, at the hands of disasters, oh God, suffering at the hands of a pandemic, oh God, suffering at the hands of calamities, oh God, because right now, oh God, the whole world, oh God, is under the umbrella, oh God, of all that you are causing to be made manifested, oh God. But we know, oh God, that if we maintain our trust and connection to you, oh God, that we are protected, oh God, that we are safe, oh God, because we are in your shadow, oh God, and that you will not allow anything to happen to us without your permission, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I decree victory even now, Lord God, over every person that is tuned in to this broadcast, oh God, even over the visionaries, oh God. I speak victory, oh God. I speak increase, oh God. I speak peace in the name of Jesus, oh God. I speak, Lord God, love and joy like never before, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I bless you. I praise you. I give you honor and glory even now. And for this we say, Father God, it is so and amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Please let the people know how they can get your book. The book was phenomenal. And I would like to share the information on how they can purchase your book, the name of the book, where they can go get it, if they want it signed, you know, the steps you need to do that. Tell them about your book.
Okay, my book is called I Am. It is a seven-day confession devotional and 21-day affirmation journal. It is written for women, specifically I am, because I am also a woman of encouragement. I like women empowerment. I've been through so much in my life, excuse me, by experience, and God has gifted and granted me the ability to be able to encourage and empower other women. So in the midst of this pandemic, we have, there's been an exposure of identity crisis, especially for our women. And also God had been dealing with me about, you know, because the spirit of fear has been presented so strong in the earth realm, God had been dealing with me about our words and our mouths and what we speak and how what we say can cost us everything during this time. And that's what the spirit of fear come to do, to trip us up. That's why we the phrase is I can't breathe, or you know, masking on with affecting our respiratory system, because the enemy knows that whatever he can do to stop us from talking, then he can defeat us. Or whatever he can get us to say out of our mouth that does not line up with the will of God can cause us to be defeated. So Holy Spirit had me strategically birth out this amazing book called I Am. And, yeah, there may be plenty devotionals out there that can be accessed and be read, but this was a devotional. It's not a big book, but the words within itself is so powerful. And God began dealing with me on how to encourage the women to speak life over themselves, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of all of this that's going on, even in their personal lives, day in and day out, that if they can speak life over themselves, then they can reclaim their identity of being daughters, identity of being heirs, their identity of being who God has called them to be in the earth realm. And that is the purpose of that book. And it's not just for women in the body of Christ, it's for women outside the body of Christ, because my passion is geared to those women that are also in the streets. And if I could be real, it's for those women that probably done went to the club on a Saturday night but still feel like they need the Lord on a Sunday. That's what it's geared for as well, because my passion is to show, you know, a lot of women. There are women that that have been afraid to go to church because they feel like that they may get judged, or they feel like someone is going to look at them crazy, or they feel like they're just going to get pointed at or about anything. And you know, God put it on my heart to show them that there are some women that are still in the body of Christ, that are still praying for our women on the outside, that are still praying for those women that are addicted to drugs, praying for those women who are still drinking alcohol, praying for those women who know in their hearts that, like, Lord, I got to get out of this one day, but I need some help. That is what it's for. So I wrote this book. Any woman who's determined to get their identity back, to get their strength back, to get their hope back in the Lord. And that book can be found on Amazon. It is on Amazon for sale, for anyone who wants to purchase it, no matter where you're at. It's accessed. It's on Amazon worldwide, nationwide, locally. If you don't want it for yourself, you know somebody struggling with self-esteem issues, get it for them. Like I said, it's a seven-day devotional, but there's also 21 affirmation scriptures. And what you do is you go look up those scriptures and you write your take from those scriptures. You look in the mirror if you have to, and you speak out of your mouth also those affirmations. You know, I am loved. I am healed. I am victorious. I am a child of God. Speak it verbally out your mouth, because what you speak out of your mouth has the power to be made manifested, either by way of our Father in heaven or by the enemy who's lurking in the shadows and waiting for you to say something that he can move off of to cost you your destiny and your connection with God. So, like I said, the book is on sale. You don't want it for you. If you want to get it as a gift, feel free to get it as a gift. There are a lot of people that are purchasing it to put it in gift baskets. There are people that are purchasing it to make little gift booklets to give to women that they're mentoring, to give to women that they're teaching and helping. They're also giving it to, you know, women that are in halfway houses that are overcoming addictions, which is another blessing, and I thank God for that. So, anybody that wants to get it, feel free. Men, purchase it for your wives, your sisters, your mothers,
right,
your grandmothers, your female cousins. Nobody is exempt. The aunties, anybody that you feel wanted, feel free. And that's all.
Right. Thank you so much, because the book is phenomenal. You know, I got it quick. You know, we're big on supporting each other, and it is a very good book, and it must read for the ones who need uplifting or just some encouragement or just which way to go. You know, because some people don't know how to start talking to God or how to pray to God or how to get their self right to get to God. So I thank you for that information and coming on here and giving what God told you to give to his people. You know, of course, you know, we're going to pray before you go.
Amen. Amen. God bless you so very much. And I just want to tell you, you helped me this morning. Irregardless of anybody got anything out of today, I got something out of today. You know, I got something out of today. Your sister slash cousin got something out of it today. You know, it was an awesome word. That word accountability, like you said, it's so broad. You could take that word accountability and apply it to every portion of your life. But the whole time that you were talking, I kept hearing this: where is your worship? What position is your worship in? That's what accountability is when it comes to the church. Where is your worship? Your worship should be in and out of season. The Bible says, "Let everything that have breath praise the Lord." Now, that covers everybody. But see, the thing that people don't realize is this: a bird can praise God, a chicken can praise God, a horse can praise God because it has breath in it. But worship comes from those who worship him in spirit and in truth. The question is, how does your worship look right now? In a pandemic, can you worship in your broken place? Can you worship in a place to where you don't understand and you don't see? Can you trust him even though you can't trace him? It's so powerful. It was so powerful. That did something to me this morning. That activated a whole lot of stuff inside of me that needed to be recharged. That need to be recharged. It wasn't dead. It just needed a jump start. Thank you for the jump start this morning. It's basically what I've got to you this morning. Appreciate it. So God bless you. Let us pray for you before you get on this road and head back to home. You and the family, we're going to cover you guys, and everything be well when you get home. So that's what our prayer is. Father, we thank you for our dear sister. God, we thank you for her family today. God, we thank you for her husband, God. We thank you for the man of God that covers the woman of God. God, we pray today, God, that your outstretched hand, God, be over them as they travel. God, we pray, God, that all is well. God, we understand, God, that you are a God that is a keeper and a watchman and a protector of all that is in your care, that is of you. So, God, we rest in you on this morning, God, knowing that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for, God, your hand of purpose and mercy and grace, God, that be upon the family of this woman of God, be on this man and woman of God, God, as they travel today, God, keep them covered, keep them safe, God. God, we bind up every accident, incident, and mechanical failure. God, we speak up to the angels that are dispatched to their lives, God, to just ride alongside the vehicle, God, and keep, God, the devil at bay. God, when they return home, Father God, they will return home to everything well. God, they return home to no issues, God, at the house, God. God, we thank you, God, for you just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we understand, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So we glorify you in advance, God, for it already being well. Now, God, we pray for the woman of God. God, we speak a special prayer over her on this morning. God, thank you for the word that she shared with us on this morning. God, we thank you for the word accountability. God, because this is her heart's desire. God, for her to be accountable, God, to more than just herself, God. More than just to her family, God, but to those who need somebody who is a voice, God, in their time of despair. Someone in their voice, God, in their need a voice in their time of not knowing where they are. In the time and the voice, God, when they're in the midst of their valley. A voice in the time, God, where they are struggling. And a voice in a time, God, where they don't know which direction to go. God, we thank you for her being the voice, God, you are using in this hour. Thank you, Father God, for pouring into her, God, the very thing that she needs, God, to move forward. Thank you for pouring into her, God, all, God, that you have established and set up. God, we thank you, my God. God, for the prophetic, God, that's down on the inside of her belly. God, for when she speaks to the four winds, my God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. When she speaks to the four winds, God, that thing come to pass. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. God, we lift you up, God. We sanctify, God, the ground where she walks. Yes, out of the most high. God, when she walk, God, God, into the places, oh God. God, that every step that she take, God, God will confuse the enemy. God, every word that she speaks, God, God will destroy and dispel, God. God, everything, God, that the enemy, something he can use as a weapon against the people. God, when she prophesies, God, that when she prophesies, God, her accuracy in the prophetic, God. God, increases now, God, which, hey, my God, I feel you, Holy Ghost. God, when she speaks, God, God, every word that falls off her lips comes to pass. God, because she's not speaking out of herself, Father, she's speaking out of you. God, we thank you, God, God, for this vessel, God, that you are pouring your power into. God, we glorify you. Father, we let God, we lift you up. God, do what you do best. God, and that is be the strength of the woman of God. God, we thank you. God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you, because we understand it is not no goodness of our own, God. God, but it is you, God. God, that has established inside of her, God, this walk, and this walk is a walk of exploration, God. This is a walk of transformation, God. This is a walk of strength, God. God, this is a walk of development, God, not just for her, God, but for everyone that she comes in contact with. God, we thank you, Lord God. I hear you, God. God, for the rebirth. God, the rebirth. God, help me. Woman, are you writing a book? Woman, are you writing a book about rebirth?
No, not yet. I've been praying for my book. I've been praying.
That's what I hear. I'm sorry. I was supposed to be. I'm hearing a birth of a book about rebirth. I don't know what. I'm hearing that. I'm hearing a book of rebirth. That's what I'm hearing in the spirit. I'm just giving you what I hear. There is a book that's inside your belly that God said start writing. It's the book called Rebirth. What? I don't know how you're going to word it. I don't know
Jesus.
What the word. There's a book called Rebirth.
I've been asking God, what is the next book? What is the next book, Lord? Give me the next book.
I'm going to throw this phone across this room. I'm at a hotel room with my wife. With this. Listen, I'm trying to keep from going bananas in here because these folks don't think something wrong with me. But listen, there's a book in your belly. It's called Rebirth. I don't know how, like I said, I don't know how you're going to reword it, but I hear rebirth. I hear that. So whatever it is, God says that this book, this one right here, this one is going to change your life. Jesus. It's going to transition your life. This is going to God. This is going to transform. This is the, as you, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you in the spirit. She says, as you write, the tears will start to flow. This is
Jesus.
He said, this is how you know that these pages of this book is going to bless people. Because as you write, you're not going to be writing under yourself. You're going to be writing under the Holy Ghost. Everything that you're doing, your prayer time, your connection to Him, your worship, your praise, your time of consecration, your time of devotion to God, your accountability to God, all of that is going to come into this book.
And as you write this book cover, God says you're going to level up to your next level. That's all I kept seeing, level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. So you're going to level up to your next level that He wants you to be in because of the rebirthing book. You and I talk very, very blunt. And you know the rebirthing is what you're coming with. But, ooh, I can't wait. I want my autograph on this one. I want my autograph on this one.
Amen. 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 So let me finish this prayer. Father, do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do it in the name of Jesus. Do it for the people who are hungry and thirsting for the change. God, do it. God, for the ones who are seeking a newness in you. God, do it. For those who are calling on your mighty name. God, seeking for their rebirth. Do it for them. God, every word that proceeded out of her mouth, God, we thank you for it all being made well. Father, we thank you for the place, Lord, where the enemy thought that they had her struggling. God made it work for her good. Yes, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. When the enemy thought that he had you captivated, he had you caught up, this thing right here is working for your good. It worked in experience. My God. It worked in experience in her, God. God, like no other.
Thank you,
God. She's done it. She has done it. She has overcome them. By the blood of the Lamb and the word, the words of her testimony. Your testimony. Your testimony, God. Your testimony. Yeah, God. The testimony of who you have called her to be, God. On every hand. Yeah, where the enemy thought, we're going to use this one against her.
Thank you, Lord.
God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hang on. I got something we need to share. We're going to go on a break. Listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. I forget.
A change has come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
Change. Oh,
show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Our world needs you right now. Oh, my God. That is the sentiments of my heart on this morning. That's the sentiments of the heart. I'm hoping of the world, of the people of God, of the people that are looking for a shift in their life right now. We need you right now, God. We need you to do some things. We need you to speak some life. We need you to transition some things. We need you to pour into us. We need you to pour words of life and encouragement into us on this morning. We're so grateful and so thankful just to be able to share on this morning. Prophetess Hayes came on this morning and just showed out. I mean, it was so powerful. accountability, 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 accountability. I was just too through for everything that she shared. I mean, she kickstarted me into a place to where, in my mind, said I really had to just do some soul searching. You know, sometimes that's the most important thing about accountability. Accountability makes you soul search. It makes you look into yourself and see, okay, where are you at right now in this time when people really need you? Or where are you at right now when God really needs you to be somebody to somebody? Come on here. Come on here, somebody. Can you be somebody to somebody on this morning? Oh, Lord, that'll preach. Can you be somebody to somebody on this morning? Can you be the somebody that somebody needs on this morning? Can you be the somebody that somebody needs to hear on this morning? Can you be the somebody that somebody can talk about when somebody needs somebody? Oh, come on here. Can you be the somebody this morning? If I had a church this morning, I tell them to touch your neighbor and ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, can you be the somebody that somebody needs? Come on here. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how we can get so short-sighted when a storm comes. And it takes a life calamity for us to realize how good God really is to us. Let's just start there. It takes a life storm for us to realize that God is really there. But see, the whole time that you were Cadillacing and escalating your way through life, come on here, I'm gonna help you real good. Let me help you to your happy place. You know, while you was Cadillacing and escalating your way through life, everything, it was all good in the neighborhood. You were straight. Everything you had your Arizona tea, you had your feet kicked up, you was chilling like a villain on the cut, and you were digging in the scene in the gangster league. You was all up in it. But watch this, as soon as calamity came, you want to call on the Lord. But the whole time you were sitting there just chilling. You just thought you had it made in the shade. You thought it was all good. You forgot how to call on the name of the Lord. Oh, I'm going to stop. But guess what? Accountability causes you to be able to see where you are in God, in your call, in your position, and say, okay, what am I going to do now? What is my next shift? God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Only thing we have to do is learn how to trust him beyond what we see. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Rest in the eternal God on this morning and know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust him. Trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. It is time for us to go into our overcomer scripture and into our overcomer's prayer. So I'm going to relinquish my stand. And my wife is going to come, and she's going to share with you guys the Overcomer Scripture, and I will share with you the Overcomer's Prayer.
Amen, amen. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. For those of you all that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, I want to share with you this opportunity to be saved. We call it the Overcomer Scripture for a reason. We call it the Overcomer's Prayer for a reason. This place that you're in right now is a place of captivity. You're in a place where you are captive by whatever means that the enemy is currently using against your life right now. But God is able to do just what he said he'll do. And that is he'll show up and he will show out in your life. So on this morning, I want to extend to you an opportunity to become the overcomer. The Bible says it like this. He says that they overcame them with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now, how do you get to the testimony part? Now, the blood has already been applied. Let's start there. The blood has already been applied because he gave his life on Calvary. And when he gave his life on Calvary, that covers all of our sins. So the blood part is over. The blood has already been applied. So that part has already been conquered. Now, he said, the word of that testimony. Now, how do you get to your testimony? Let me help you real quick. You get to your testimony by overcoming the test. Right now, you're in a place of test. You're in a place where the sin has abided. Watch the testimony. Watch the testimony. This is how you get a testimony. You walk away from the place where you're in right now. Oh, that's some good stuff right there, preacher. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. When you walk away from this place called sin, when you walk away from this place called captivity, where the enemy has caught you and placed you in this place to where you don't know exactly what to do, how to get there, let me bless you to your blessed place. God now opens up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive, but you first have to be in a position, in a place to be able to receive it. How do you get there? I'm so glad you asked. By turning away from the place that you're in right now. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you to you an opportunity to pray. And I'm going to speak the words. And the only thing you have to do is to repeat the words after me. It's not complicated. It's not complex at all. It's going to be a very simple prayer. For those of you all who've never prayed before, and those of you all have fallen into a place to where you don't understand why you're there, or you're there and you don't know how to come back, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray you up out of that place, and so that way you can walk into your new place. Amen? So here we go. Let us pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. But I come today confessing with my mouth, believing in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and I am saved. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Those of you all who prayed that prayer with us, thank you so very much. You are now a part of the body of Christ. We thank you so very much for joining us and being a part of this new walk that you're in. And we appreciate you so very much. Now, remember, guys, this could be your source of strength right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Continue to listen in. Share this with your family. Share this with your friends. Let them know that there is a place that they could come. There's a place called safety, a place called a haven, where you could come and you can receive the Holy Ghost and you can receive the power of God. You can receive the strength of God from this broadcast, from this thing that we're doing, because we're sharing the life-changing experience of who God really is in your life. You know, we go through our trials. We go through our tribulations. Yes, we go through our storms. We go through our heartaches and our pains. Yes, we go through those things. But guess what? God is not just able. God is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. So continue to listen to the broadcast. Share the broadcast. Share the number. Tell them to call in with their prayer request. Amen. So you can call in, give them the number. That number is 563-999-3628. Tell them to call in from 8 to 10, from 8 to 10 a.m., and we will be on, we'll be here, and we'll be sharing the word of God. We'll be sharing a life-changing word, a life-giving word of God to the people of God to be able to rise up from their desperate places. Amen. So I'm going to relinquish my stand. My wife has couple of keys that she wants to share with you, and then we'll go from there. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. The first key is make sure you get your Bible, NIV or King James. The second one is to go online and find your church to listen to and get the word. The third one is make sure the man or woman of God that's preaching the word is living the word. This must line up. That is non-negotiable. One, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. It's not going to be easy. The attack is going to get harder. But stay in position and stay in place and trust God.
Amen, 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 and amen some more. Listen, we're going to pray for those that are submitted their request for prayer into the either one of the three media sites that we have available, the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com. They may have gone to the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page and submitted their request there. They may have even went to the blogtalk.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection radio broadcast and submitted in the comment request there. Wherever they have submitted that request, that we have your request. Now, those of you all who have not had an opportunity to submit your request, don't feel slighted. We got you covered. We're going to pray for you on this morning as well. Know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. We could trust him beyond what we see, and God will do just what he said he'll do, and that is show up and show out. Amen. Let us go into prayer and pray. We're also going to be praying for Beaumont and Port Arthur. We're also going to be praying for Louisiana and everyone in the pathway of this storm, Laura, on this morning. Thank God that we were safe. Thank God that those of you all who had to evacuate, you are safe. The ones who had to hunker down and stay in and could not leave, God has protected you and you are safe. Amen. We're glad that God is not disabled but well able to do what he said he's going to do, and he is moving by his power and by his strength to get us to a place to where we are safe and we are kept by him. Amen. So we thank you. Thank you, God, for that. We thank God for that. So those of you all who have submitted your prayer requests, we have those. Those who have not, remember that after the broadcast, please go ahead on and submit your request into those three media sites that we provided for you. We will most gladly take your prayer requests. We pray daily, and we will take those requests and put those requests up before the Lord as we pray throughout the day and during the day. Amen. We will pray for your prayer requests. Amen. So let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for hello, can you hear me? Yeah, the devil is alive. Yeah, but we're here. We're fighting the enemy on this morning, y'all. We're going to keep on fighting. He keeps dropping us off, but we're going to keep on fighting. In the name of Jesus, God, we command everything, God, that the enemy is trying to do right now to cease and desist. God, everywhere he's trying to come in and cause us to give up and stop, God, the push and the drive on this morning in this broadcast, God, we submit to you, God. God, the power, God, that says that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who are called according to your purpose. And we know, God, that the purpose is made manifest. God, we speak against every demonic force, God, every witchcraft spirit, everything that the enemy is using right now to try to keep this broadcast from going forward. God, we command your authority over it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray your strength now, God, that the glory of the Lord be provided and the glory of God will prevail over this thing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the ability to go into warfare and speak against everything that the enemy is doing right now. God, we command, God, your authority over this thing. God, we submit ourselves to you, God, and we stand upon this thing because you said in your word that we have power to serve upon serpents and scorpions and all manner of evil. So we stand across this thing right now. We step on the head of the enemy. We step on the head of the snake. God, we tread upon the serpents and the scorpions, God. God, because you said we have that power. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, for Port Arthur in Louisiana. We pray, God, for Beaumont. We pray, God, for all of the ones that are in the path of this hurricane, God. We pray that you will cover them and keep them. God, all the ones who have some, all the first responders that are going down, God, we pray for them. God, we pray for the nurses and the doctors, oh God. We pray for the mayors and the governors, oh God, coming together in unity, God, to work with this thing, God, to help this thing come together, God, to do the rescues, God, of those who need to be rescued. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we stand on your word. God, we thank you for the ones that have the prayer requests. God, every one of them that stand in the need of the prayer, God, that need prayer, Father God, we pray for them, cover, keep, and protect them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, your strength shall abide. God, your wisdom shall abide. God, your power shall abide. All things now, God, are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. And we thank you, Father God, for purpose being made manifest in their lives even now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. We thank you, Father God. God, we thank you for the nurses and the doctors, oh God. God, we thank you for the pastors and the preachers, oh God. God, the ones that are dealing with the COVID-19, we pray for them. God, we pray you cover them. God, we pray that you would keep them and protect them. God, we pray for the convalescent home, God. God, the nurses and working in the convalescent home, the doctors that work for these convalescent homes, God, pray for them. God, pray for your continual peace and covering over their lives, God, right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we pray that there is no more struggle or stress in their lives. In Jesus' mighty and rich name do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you so very much. Thank you guys for joining us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who would like to show into the broadcast, that is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. If you would like to sow a seed into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to do so. Also, remember, Core Gifted Gifts as well is one of Lady Douglas's business. You guys can go in to coregiftedgifts@gmail.com. I'm sorry. coregiftedgifts34@gmail.com. I apologize. coregiftedgifts34@gmail.com. You can go in and submit your request there for the bath bombs. Also, we're working on getting the website and everything together, so you guys can also go into there and make your request